Hello, my friends. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Reed Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, some interviews with people. We cover a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, actually, I'm going to read an article on this being the 60th anniversary of the 1964 World's Fair opening. And of course, that was a big World's Fair for Disney, and in particular for Walt Disney. So this is an article by my wife, Beth Keating, who she writes often at DisneyBizJournal.com. She's the theme parks, restaurant, and entertainment reporter for our website. So here it goes. 60 years ago, Walt Disney helped kick off the 1964-65 World's Fair in New York. And while I wasn't personally there, my teenaged parents were. And as a New Yorker, I grew up with references to my family having attended the World's Fair. Later trips to Shea Stadium, yes, I know Shea Stadium is gone and replaced by Citi Field, would take us past the giant globe, or the Unisphere, and the Flying Saucer Towers, or the Tent of Tomorrow, that marked the location of one of the defunct World's Fair pavilions. If you've seen Men in Black, you too have seen those landmarks. Four Disney exhibits were part of the fair, which debuted on April 22, 1964. Walt was quite the businessman, leveraging other companies' financial investments in the World's Fair displays into attractions that would make their way to Disneyland Park when the fair was over. Walt saw his opportunity to expand his own park as he was invited to create the exhibits for other sponsors. Someone else was footing the bill for Disney's research and development. So great moments with Mr. Lincoln awed everyone at the State of Illinois Pavilion with its previously unseen animatronic abilities. On Disneyland's website, it notes that Abe was, quote, so lifelike that National Geographic magazine called the figure alarming in its realism, close quote. Great Moments was a project that was personally important to Walt, and it later landed at the Main Street Opera House in Disneyland, opening there on July 18, 1965. The show still thrills audiences at Disneyland today. Walt Disney explained, quote, ever since I was a small boy in Illinois, I've had a great personal admiration for Abraham Lincoln. So when we decided to recreate some of the great moments in Mr. Lincoln's life for the World's Fair, we directed all our energies to that task. We wanted to bring to the people of today the inspiring words of the man who held this nation together during its moment of greatest crisis, the Civil War, close quote. And that quote came from Walt Disney Archives at D23.com. The attraction is now called The Disneyland Story, presenting great moments with Mr. Lincoln, and has been updated with modern animatronics and additional films and displays. It's a Small World, presented by Pepsi-Cola and the United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, was a slow boat ride that showcased the beautiful artwork of Mary Blair and the gorgeous costume design of Alice Davis, with more than 300 costumes. Both ladies later became Disney legends. The ride has subsequently been duplicated at Disney parks around the world, including Florida in 1971, where it was an opening day attraction. After the World's Fair, the ride was trucked back across the country to set up the, quote, happiest cruise that ever sailed, close quote, in Disneyland in 1966. Ford's Magic Skyway introduced guests to an early version of a continuously moving attraction, a prototype Omnimover ride, if you will, at Ford Motors' Wonder Rotunda, with dinosaurs that are now residing along the Disneyland Railroad route. Walt Disney himself provided the narration for the ride on the car's radios, which took riders into the past to experience the evolution of transportation. And the Carousel of Progress was created for General Electric, and it first moved to Disneyland after its glorious debut at World's Fair, before later being relocated to Disney World's Magic Kingdom in 1975. Despite some technical and mechanical difficulties of late, the attraction is one of the most historically important to Disney fans, in part because Walt himself had a hand in its creation. The first three scenes, the 1890s, 1920s, and 1940s, are still pretty much the same scenes that were seen at the World's Fair, while the final scene has been updated a few times as John, Sarah, and the family moved forward in time. The Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow follows the American family as they, quote, go through the 20th century experiencing all new wonders as they came, close quote. Walt's theme in the round moved guests around the center stages as the decades passed by. And his revolutionary new audio animatronics wowed audiences. Oh, and the appliances on stage? They were all state-of-the-art GE appliances at the time. If you listen to the opening narration, you'll also hear credit given to the 1964 World's Fair. So that was a piece brought to you by, written by, if you will, Beth Keating, the theme parks, restaurant, and entertainment reporter for Disney Biz Journal. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com, and please check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com, including The Disney Planner, The To-Do List Solution. Also consider thrillers, mysteries, historical fiction, 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels, Cathedral, An Alliance of St. Michael novel, the first in that series, all at Amazon in Kindle and paperback formats, and signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. You can also check out my weekly Economist books as well. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this, and hey, have a magically productive day.